It's 5:02. Good afternoon. I'm Teresa Taylor, News Radio 840 WHAS. Traffic is backed up all over town thanks to the unexpected interstate closure in downtown Louisville today. Here's Paul Miles. Louisville arson investigators are asking for help finding a woman accused of starting a fire that killed a dog on Tuesday. 28-year-old Rhonda Salter is wanted in connection to a fire in the 1300 block of Berry Boulevard in the Jacobs neighborhood. Investigators say she intended to kill the dog when she set a fire in a front room of the home Tuesday morning. The fire also spread to a neighboring home, causing minor damage. Salter is expected to be charged with arson and cruelty to animals. A man who police consider armed and extremely dangerous is on the run after shooting his estranged wife in the head outside a Jeffersontown dance studio, Tom Latek reports. Authorities say a thorough sweep at the Statue of Liberty after a bomb threat has turned up no explosives. The landmark was evacuated today as a precaution after a 911 caller made the threat and a canine unit sniffed out a potential problem. But authorities say a more thorough sweep came up empty. Hundreds of visitors were taken off the island by boat. It's 5:04 at News Radio 840 WHAS. A wet morning and a stormy afternoon on Saturday are complicating some Derby Festival activities. Wave 3's Brian Good says it could start in the early hours. That'll make for a wet start to the Kentucky Derby Festival Marathon and Mini Marathon. Some 15,000 runners will converge on downtown for the 7:30 a.m. start. At the Runners Expo, Ben at the Fleet Feet booth told us runners you should stay away from cotton and opt for tech fabrics that wick away moisture. Some runners will be donning plastic garbage bags to stay dry until the race starts at 7:30. It's 5:06, the complete forecast from the Wave 3 Storm Tracking Team in 2 minutes on News Radio 840 WHAS.